The letter written by the woman to her rapist on the Stanford University campus is hard to read, but it's important to read it. Essential, really, to understanding the case. The defendant, former Stanford student and varsity swimmer Brock Allen Turner, was found guilty of sexual assault and sentenced to 6 months in a county jail. A lot of people have said the punishment was too lenient. We want to zero in now on a part of the case that's not getting as much attention, the part played by two Swedish graduate students. They witnessed the assault last year and physically intervened to hold Turner until police arrived. Carl Fredrik Arndt and Peter Johnson are their names. Swedish playwright Hedda Kraus-Sjögren used to live in the U.S. She's now in Stockholm, and she's been reflecting on the action these two young Swedes took when they stumbled on the crime.
Of course, it's great that they did it, but isn't that what we should expect from everyone who sees something like that, who sees somebody's physical integrity, you know, being breached? You want people to take action and immediately feel that this is not, you know, that something is wrong.
Also, having lived in the U.S. and Sweden, just compare, contrast for us how sexual violence is dealt with in the media in both countries.
There's been a debate in Sweden for some time. Obviously, we have a lot of problems in Sweden as well. I think the support for date rape victims is growing, and there's been a movement for some time in Sweden to support them. I think the important thing is, how do you treat the victim, and what is in focus when somebody's physical integrity has been violated in a sexual manner? Mm-hmm. When cases like this happen, it shows up some of the norms that maybe go a little bit under the radar, you know, the things that you take for granted in a society. And I would hope that really in any society, you couldn't take for granted that it's okay to violate somebody's physical integrity. And the fact that this perpetrator's father obviously, you know, has a hard time understanding the victim's point of view, it's surprising, I think.
Do you think you would encounter a reaction like that from a father in Sweden?
There's been a similar case not so long ago, actually, up north in Sweden, where a girl was more or less ostracized in her own small society after accusing a guy of raping her. And it became a huge outcry when this came up, when it became public. But in her community, she was really ostracized in a pretty awful way. So we've had a similar discussion not so long ago in Sweden.
Yeah, so Sweden is not immune to the trope of blaming the victim in
rape.
Oh,
no, not at all.
Hedda, as I said earlier, you're a playwright and you've dealt with gender-based violence in the plays you've written. Did this case make you think a little differently about your own work?
What we want to get at as writers are those subtle gray areas, situations where we can recognize ourselves and not put the bad things that we do outside of ourselves or outside of our own society or outside of our own family or proper context, so that we can zero in on it and see it and name it and understand it. We have a tendency to look to other contexts to look for problems in other contexts, and it's very difficult to face up to the issues that go on right beneath our own nose or eyes, whether it be in Sweden or in the US. So, you know, I think a lot of people can probably identify with both the perpetrator and the victim in this case. And of course, it's sad and tragic, but possibly something good could come out of that as well. Also, for I'm sure there will be things written about this and on this, maybe even a play, who knows.
We were talking about this a few minutes on the show, that there are more visible women in leadership roles in parts of the world, including Sweden. Does that help to put rape and sexual assault in a spotlight and prosecute the offenders?
That is definitely a part of it, because you tend to push issues that is close to you in one way or another. I think that can definitely be adding to the fact that issues like this come up higher on the political agenda.
It helps.
It helps, yeah.
Hedda Kraus-Sjögren is a playwright. She's been speaking with us from Stockholm. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you very much.